Hannity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's J-O-I-N to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We know Jeff Coleman is the mover and shaker. As the proud father of three Alabama girls, as the loving husband of Tiffany, we know him from his signs all over the 2nd District of Alabama, and we know he's running to be our congressman. What kind of congressman will he be? That's easy. Jeff Coleman's a can-do kind of guy. Support President Trump across the board? Coleman can do. Fight to help our president build that wall. Strengthen the 2nd Amendment. Lower taxes? Coleman can do. Push the socialists and liberals back hard? Coleman can do. Let them whine. Jeff Coleman's a conservative businessman. Like President Trump, he moves and shakes till our conservative ways win out. Keep Alabama and America great? Coleman can do.
I'm Jeff Coleman, candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at BlessingSCS.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at LaserCopyInc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville. Or call 358-3880.
And now a star is born. On May 28th, 1945, the world welcomed little baby John Fogerty.
Push, Mom. Here he comes. Do, 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 coming out your front door.
John Fogerty, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
You want some sticker shock? Fogerty turned 75 today. Unbelievable.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The House today giving overwhelming approval to a measure giving small businesses more flexibility in how they use funds from a popular paycheck protection program included in a coronavirus economic stimulus package.
The legislation is intended to give small business owners more time to use the money, which is fully forgiven if most of it is used to retain and rehire employees.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Senate's considering a similar measure. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. have now passed 100,000. South Korea is re-implementing some coronavirus restrictions after reporting the country's largest spike in infections in more than 7 weeks.
The rising numbers prompting the South Korean government to close parks, museums, and some theaters in the capital city to try and slow the spread. South Korea has been relaxing social distancing rules after apparently containing the outbreak.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
What you are about to hear is the news, or what they call the news.
Yeah, right.
A new poll shows that one in just about every American thinks the news is being weaponized to keep us in line. That's why the folks here at Greg Budell Laboratories have invented this small box we call the Newsinator. It's a small box about the size of your phone. And when you hear something on the news that sounds a little sketchy, just push the button. Those are air quotes. If you hear a member of a certain party say they're working with the other party, that story is marked as bullshit. As the fake news escalates, push this button.
You stink!
And if you're shaking your head at something they said on the news, push this button.
Media.
And if you act now, you get this extra button that changes your television to The Andy Griffith Show. Just send a bunch of money to Eddie down at the bus stop. And in 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks, you'll get your Newsinator from Greg Budell Laboratories, where when we hear the news, we say...
You talk about incompetence.
And we mean it.
Yeah. I mean, we really... If we know one thing on this show, it's incompetence.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Love the Stooges.
It's the 4 o'clock hour. Rosie Brock, Terry Adams.
The Stooges hour.
I want to play this... clip. At first I thought it was just another, you know, there's so many videos out there. People put the camera on their car dashboard and then do a rant while they're driving. Everybody's a what's the word?
Well, everybody's a star with YouTube, man. They really are.
Yeah.
They're a star in their own mind.
So I thought this was going to be just another one of those, but this guy is actually pretty spot on. Let's give him a quick listen.
What's up, guys? My name is Dylan Wheeler from Educating Liberals, and today I just want to ask a few questions. That's all. And I'm just going to rapid fire whatever comes to my brain. Why? Let's start out with why. Why is Bill Gates, who is unelected and not a doctor, allowed to speak on a worldwide platform, yet people who are doctors are being censored on YouTube?
Yeah.
Why is Twitter going out of their way to ban people like me who are simply showing you studies of showing how effective hydroxychloroquine is against COVID? Why is Instagram threatening to delete my account if I keep talking about hydroxychloroquine? Why do they get to decide what is allowed to be talked about and what isn't? Why did Facebook limit my account with 250,000 followers to being seen by less than 1,000 on every post now? Why would the left be so against a drug that is safe, cheap, and proven to be effective? Why did Dr. Fauci in 2017 tell us all that there was no doubt that there would be a surprise infectious disease outbreak under the Trump administration?
Right. Yep.
Why is Dr. Fauci still telling us to wear masks when just over a month ago he told us they didn't work?
People should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
Wow.
Yet, you see all these Karens getting hysterical when somebody that doesn't have a mask walks into a store where it's not required.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because they've reached a lot of people with this
madness.
Hysteria.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
Yeah.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Why does the government get to decide which jobs are essential and which jobs are non-essential when all of us need to feed our families? Why, if the masks work the way the experts say that they do, are we releasing prisoners, including child rapists, out of prison when we could just give them a mask? And why are we jailing business owners instead? Why did flattening the curve turn into finding the cure all of a sudden? Why is going to a crowded Walmart okay, but going to a beach with a bunch of open space is not? Why is it okay to go to Planned Parenthood still to get an abortion, but not okay to go to church on Sundays? Yeah. Why are liquor stores seen as essential, but gun stores are not? Why is it okay to use the same dirty checkout pad as everybody else at an essential store, but not okay to go to the gym where it's heavily sanitized? Why did the Dems block and delay the stimulus?
I didn't catch that the first time.
Good catch, Greg.
See, I'm lightning fast,
you
man.
You are, man. Those are just cat-like.
When I have to hit the dump button, I'm like... You hear thunder in my wake.
Oh, it was cat-like reflexes. Cat-like.
Honestly, it's silly that I can't let that word go over the air, but...
You know, there's been so many things I've wanted to play, but when I go and listen, they just... I don't understand. Why do people feel the need to drop the F-bomb constantly and do all
this? I said the same thing. Somebody
frustrating
sent me, it was a great commentary, very passionate, very lucid, very a great coherent argument, but every other word was something I would have taken, it would have required an hour to edit it.
Exactly.
So I've kind of, you know, asked people if you're going to send me something, I'm always looking at it is it radio worthy?
You have to.
Right.
You want to keep your job.
And somehow, I listened to that whole thing, but I didn't catch that one word. But you got the gist of it.
You did now.
And he was right on every single count. Papa B is on the phone.
Hey, Greg and gang.
Hey.
I was, as you were playing that, as you were talking about it, I was thinking, just every other word is a cuss word. Uh-huh. Why?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's the culture.
Why can't people carry on a conversation without throwing those seasonal words in?
And my comment is, look, if you want media to boost your exposure and influence, don't make us work extra hard to put it on the air because you can't control your language.
Exactly.
I control my language here every single afternoon. If there's a word I need to say, you get that, and you fill in the blank.
Yeah, right.
Most of the time, you know
that. Well, I mean, there's so many things that I'd like to talk about, but I'll only talk about one, and that is Jeff Sessions, which I've said before, I love the guy.
Yeah.
I think he's a great guy. So, you know, there's the caveat, you know, customary caveat that I throw in there. However, this country has been dragged through the meat grinder for 3 years on account of a pack of half-truths and lies. And he was the guy that could have put the kibosh on it.
Bingo.
And didn't. Bingo. Why didn't he even look into it? Can you not even look into it? Look, there's a great characteristic to be the last Eagle Scout or whatever, all right, trying to be good, but you have got to know these people will never be fair and treat you right.
Amen.
Ever.
Amen.
And so you can't play their game. So, you know, that's the reason, you know, that people like me and others are frustrated.
Yeah.
Jeff, you should have just gone ahead and taken charge of the situation.
Well, he was still AG when Mueller knew there was no collusion.
Exactly.
Back in 2018, it still persisted. And the media every day, well, the walls are closing in. And there was nothing. There was never anything, and they knew it. And somebody needed to provide better oversight. Although Mr. Barr,
all he had to do, right, and all he had to do was just look into it a little bit, and he would have seen there's nothing there. They never had anything, and everything else was just a pack of lies. So, you know, that is on his table. That's on his desk.
Yeah, it is.
There's no way for him to get rid of that. So, you know, I don't know why he's trying to, you know, do any kind of shucking and jiving at this point. So if I was Tommy Tuberville and I got into a debate and he started bringing up all of his Washington experience, what I would say is, well, when I beat you in July, I hope that I can call on you to tell me what to do with some of these things in Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
I agree with our caller from the previous hour. What he should do is see the writing on the wall. He could restore everybody's faith by saying, you know what? Even though I still believe that I did the right thing when I recused myself from anything related to Russia, I see the writing on the wall, and I want Tommy Tuberville to succeed because I put country above party.
Exactly.
And we'd all love him
again.
Absolutely. He could walk off into the sunset and enjoy a great retirement.
He deserves better than this.
But,
you know,
as soon as he started resorting to the kind of dirty political tactics we've seen in other campaigns, that turned me off as well. Remember, I forget what the ad was. This is several months ago. I think it was before the primary or the first election in March. And I said, this ad does not represent the Jeff Sessions I know. This is down and dirty. And. Yeah.
Well,
like I say, I think some of this is just bad advice.
It is.
I was turned off from him just even getting in the race at the last minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, me too.
If he wanted in that bad, why didn't he just go ahead and jump in right at the first place?
I'll offer a theory, and then I got to go, Papa B, and that is that sometimes people live in this very inculcated existence, and they don't get that other take on their situation. They're just being told by the people that kind of depend on them as an income source or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean under the table. I mean, you know, staffers and people who want to be in a position of influence in D.C.
Right.
They don't want them to know, hey, it's a different ballgame now. This is no longer 72% unopposed Jeff Sessions. You are damaged goods in the eyes of many voters. And nobody had the guts to tell them that because there was no money in the truth.
It's like the Howard Hughes syndrome. All your hangar owners are going to tell you whatever they need to tell you to keep their positions.
Yeah.
By the way, it was Papa B's birthday today. So really? Happy birthday, Papa B.
Happy birthday.
How is it you know these things and I don't?
A little bird told me.
Well, let's...
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Papa B, have a great one. You know, we may actually have time to roll call today. Should we?
Yay.
I really wish you would. It could help me a lot if you would.
Would you like a roll call?
Yes.
How about you?
Yes.
How about you?
No.
Two out of three wins.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
We're going to stop and take this call from Nancy before she changes her mind.
Nancy?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Well, thank you.
With Greg Beauty.
I want to tell everybody why I'm going to vote for Tommy Tuberville.
Please do.
And against Jeff Sessions. I'm a lifelong Alabamian. If people were to go back to 95, 96, and 97... they're going to find out if they were researched the plume coming out of Montgomery to the Northern Bypass, where all the people had to, they lost their homes, they were bought back, and a lot of people died coming out of Gunner Park. Jeff Sessions was the AG for Alabama. Now let me move forward to Don Siegelman.
Don Siegelman.
Yes. Anybody that's familiar with what happened to Don Siegelman, Jeff Sessions was involved in this. Had they been in the federal courthouse when his name was brought up, they could have heard that judge say, Jeff Sessions, let's not open Pandora's box.
Hmm.
Vote for Tommy. We do not need Jeff Sessions.
Amen.
That's all I want to say. And don't take my word for it. Research it.
Absolutely correct.
No, but I trust you. We've never met, but you sound very, very trustworthy.
Well, thank you. But anyway, there's a lot of reason there. And then when he did Trump like he did, I mean, it's disgraceful is all I can say.
Amen.
Absolutely. Thank you for
And I thank you for your time.
And call again sometime.
Thank you, Nancy.
Candace Owens, who is one of those...
Lover.
Oh, I do too. But she's, you know, the media pretends she's some kind of a freak because she's black. She's a woman, and she's a hardcore conservative.
She can't be conservative and be a black woman. You know that, Greg. That's not possible.
Today she put out a tweet saying the Minneapolis chief of police just confirmed that many of the protesters that are burning down the city are not from Minneapolis. My guess, as he did with Antifa, Democrat George Soros has these thugs on payroll.
Absolutely.
He is funding the chaos via his Open Society Foundation.
Yes, sir, he is. Absolutely positive.
Now, if I can get that clip from the Minneapolis police chief, I'd like to play it. We'll do it, if I can, around 4:30 right now. At 4:21, we have your local news.
Hi, I'm Ellen.
Alice Askew with Alabama News Network. The Lee County Coroner has confirmed that 18-year-old Jamari Smith, a Lee High School basketball star, drowned yesterday in Auburn. Auburn police say they responded to a call of a person drowning at Chautauqua State Park. Authorities say Smith was swimming at the lake with his friends when he grew tired and went underwater. Smith was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The SOS Save Ourselves Movement for Justice and Democracy held a rally at the state capitol. Body bags were placed on the steps of the Capitol. They symbolized all the lives lost due to COVID-19, especially those black lives, and those additional deaths due to state leaders' failure to take action to expand Medicaid in Alabama. Today was a special day for fifth graders. Flowers Elementary School in Montgomery had a drive-through graduation parade. Montgomery police, parents, and students paraded through the pickup line with balloons and honking horns to pick up certificates and take pictures. I'm Alice Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Check it. Tonight on Fox, it's a double dose of fun.
Look at this. This is crazy.
First, step into the lives of celebrities as they dish on their favorite shows.
Oh, what? I love him.
An all-new celebrity watch party. Then, as sparks fly between Christy and some of the 15 wannabe dads, the competition heats up with a game of sabotage.
There's a snitch in the house.
Oh. Labor of Love, an all-new night. Tonight, only on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of thunderstorms continues well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, look for another very typical summer day, only it's still May. A sun and cloud mix, high temperature in the upper 80s. A generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around again, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Over the weekend on Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, much of this weekend should be dry and warm with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
It's May 28th, the greatest day ever. On the 28th of May, 1937, the government of Germany forms a new state-owned automobile company, Volkswagen. The company's mission was to create a car that was simple, affordable, and had room for 27 clowns. Have a great May 28th, the greatest day ever.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. The accident at I-85 Eastern Boulevard is out of the way. However, we are still showing an active accident East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge Road. If you're headed outbound, watch out just in case they're still in the intersection there. Traffic is on a downtick just a bit over the past 15, 20 minutes or so. We've got light congestion around the boulevard this afternoon. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. Very heavy at the Wetumpka Highway and Northeast Boulevard, that intersection there. And we've got a little traffic on the 31s this afternoon, showing a little bit of congestion at the Jasmine Hill red light on 231 up to Wetumpka. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chay.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Light at the end of the tunnel as things start opening back up.
Amen, brother. Things are opening back up, and we're open at Tucker Pecan. We are ready to sell candies, nuts, and all kinds of great gift items. We still have the great gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers, because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Show us balls.
Balls to you.
And the old ball gang. We'll go to that in a second. Right now, we're just going to roll call.
If you wanna be with me,
God loves you.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
You guys suck.
You gotta have
to say king.
If you wanna be with me, king.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the man in the china.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
What is wrong with you?
Cause that zero.
He's a tool.
It's too cold for me.
Did you get a little tappity tap?
Story I've ever heard.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You're better than television.
I'll have what she's having.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Do it again, I like it.
And I'm not stuffed.
Yes!
Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war on poverty. Yeah.
You dumbbells.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
I'm trying to urinate.
You're despicable.
The internet is down!
Nothing.
Is that your tongue?
It's unbelievable.
If you wanna be.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Nothing from nothing, nothing.
Shut up, dummy.
You gotta have something.
You're phenomenal.
If you wanna be with me.
I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you.
Bite me.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
Well, I'll take that one. That's great.
Excellent.
All right, so I'm waiting. Hey, Sam, I did roll call you, buddy.
That was great. Very, very good, Greg.
Let's see what the judges will send.
Well, better be good, because it was good.
By the way, remember yesterday we played that old clip of, whoa, hump a chain!
Yes.
And when we posted it, well, when I posted it, you only say we when you want somebody else to be in trouble with you.
You got it.
That's true, right?
Absolutely.
Look at this. A 9.999 from Chris Cleghorn.
I'm telling you, it was that good, man.
Thank you, Chris.
It's an excellent mix in there of the sexual innuendos as well as George. You had George Costanza in there. I mean, the whole thing was really good.
99.7. from Chuck Courtney.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take it, 99.7. We're splitting hairs now, but thank you for the good reviews, gang. Much appreciated. I don't know if this... I put this... We played this on the air, and then I put it on Facebook, and I said on the air, I said, I'll be real surprised if Facebook doesn't censor this. Or, there you go. See that false information checked out by independent fact checkers.
Who? Who?
George Soros or somebody, you know, exactly. No agenda.
Yeah, I get that a lot, believe me.
So, and I'll see why false. This video was deceptively edited to change the order and context of Obama's words. Well, that doesn't change the words. He said them.
Yeah, he did.
But I allowed for that. Let's see what some of our commentators on Facebook had to say. No New World Order from Fact Check. Okay.
What?
Well, yeah. Fact Check, just like, what's the other one?
Snopes?
They're all bought and paid for by Soros one of his organizations.
Deep state stuff. Yeah, they are.
Here's T-Spear. Whether or not this actually happened is irrelevant. Those of the anti-American, democratic, socialist communists are determined to ram their governance down our throats and destroy the country.
Amen.
Those who poo-poo these actions need to look no further than the rights you had 60 years ago and what laws people have shoved down our throats.
Well said.
Obama's speech in Belgium, I guess that's the actual thing. Start at 2:05 through 4:20. Well, why don't we do that? When we come back from this break.
Oh, sure.
And get to the bottom of this.
Yes. Must be done.
Uh-oh. And I got an email. Oh, Chris Hall gave me a 9.98864.3.
I'm telling you, it was very, very good.
I don't think there is such a number, but thanks.
He was impressed.
Yeah. And Rusty.
0.3.
Rusty says, check your email. I sent you something.
Uh-oh.
Always approach with caution.
Exactly.
So,
no, Rusty, come on, not Rusty.
I know.
Rusty, I'm going to sick Donna on you.
That's not really going to be a behavioral modification technique when you think about it, Rosie.
Not really.
It's 4:33. We are, by the way, also on my Facebook page. I haven't heard from Rick Clark yet, but I know Clark's is looking to hire a dispatcher. Scroll down my wall. I'll reshare the information a little bit later. But if you are out of work, you're a good people person, and have basic computer skills, Microsoft Word, Excel, they are looking for a dispatcher. I can't think, given how thoroughly they've had everybody they hire, of going to work for a better group of people than the team at Clark's. They've got the best heating and air conditioning people on the planet. Their plumbers are worthy of an appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
That's a bold statement.
They're very entertaining. They're amazing. I still think at the time, I'm thinking, oh, God, the bathtub was spinning like a propeller. So I couldn't shut it off. I called Clark's. They were out like within 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I led him to the bathroom so he could work on the issue. And 20 minutes later, I see him wrap it up. I said, Well, how much is it going to cost to get a new fixture? He said, you don't need a new fixture. I rebuilt this one.
Oh, wow. That's what you want.
Worked perfectly. Really. I mean, that's what you should expect.
Yes.
And a Clark's Club membership saves you money, or at least pays for itself, because they always leave you with a AC and heating system. They do two annual tune-ups for $159 total.
Yep.
And the guarantee of priority service. So if the heat is on and your AC isn't, they're on the way. You don't have to worry about tomorrow or the next day or how you're going to survive the Alabama summer heat if something goes wrong. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. If you're interested in this position, send your resume to rclark@mastercomfort.com. That's rclark, one word, at mastercomfort.com. 4:35, we'll come back to this Obama speech from Belgium, and we'll put our conspiratorial greatness to work.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have got a lot of traffic on Norman Bridge Road headed out to the East South Boulevard this afternoon. Very busy East South Boulevard, especially from Baptist to Troy Highway. Atlanta Highway busy outbound this afternoon. And we've got a little bit of congestion, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But everything seems to be moving along at the speed limit. We're looking pretty good out there this afternoon. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. At Reinhardt Toyota, they've got 0% financing available with approved credit on some models and no payment until summer. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The SOS Save Ourselves Movement for Justice and Democracy held a rally at the state capitol. Body bags were placed on the steps of the capitol. They symbolized all the lives lost due to COVID-19, especially those black lives and those additional deaths due to state leaders' failure to take action to expand Medicaid in Alabama. The Lee County Coroner has confirmed that 18-year-old Jamari Smith, a Lee High School basketball star, drowned yesterday in Auburn. Auburn police say they responded to a call of a person drowning at Chautauqua State Park. Authorities say Smith was swimming at the lake with his friends when he grew tired and went underwater. Smith was rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Today was a special day for fifth graders. Flowers Elementary School in Montgomery had a drive-through graduation parade. Montgomery police, parents, and students paraded through the pickup line with balloons and honking horns to pick up certificates and take pictures. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of thunderstorms continues well into the evening hours tonight before ending in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow, look for another very typical summer day, only it's still May. A sun and cloud mix, high temperature in the upper 80s. A generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around again, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Over the weekend on Saturday, I can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm somewhere in the area Saturday afternoon. Otherwise, much of this weekend should be dry and warm with highs in the upper 80s. upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Went to shop at the store, a wallet full of cash, but they won't let me in, cause I forgot my mask. Got nothing to cover my face. Next thing I know, I had to get back in my car and go back home. No mask, get out, no sir. They don't want it to spread with no thing on your head. They get nervous with no mask. Get out, no service.
It is 4:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This next segment is a little bit of a follow-up from something we played yesterday, an Obama speech about the New World Order. And Facebook put the shade over it because this is, we've independently fact-checked this and decided it's bullcrap. And then Bruce Blackman, I wonder if that's David's brother.
Hmm.
Let me just...
Don't know.
Huh. Anyway, he posted this, what we're about to play, and it says start at 2:05 through about 4:20. So I've got it at 2. That's close enough, and we'll see what's here.
National order that we have worked for generations to build. Throughout human history, societies have grappled with fundamental questions of how to organize themselves. The proper relationship between the individual and the state.
Look at how smug he is. Like he's, I'm lecturing you, and aren't you lucky to be in my audience? The his body language is pretty, so off-putting.
It's pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah.
The best means to resolve inevitable conflicts between states. And it was here in Europe, through centuries of struggle, through war and enlightenment, repression and revolution, that a particular set of ideals began to emerge. The belief that through conscience and free will, each of us has the right to live as we choose. The belief that power is derived from the consent of the governed, and that laws and institutions should be established to protect that understanding.
He didn't write this.
And those ideas eventually inspired a band of colonialists across an ocean. And they wrote them into the founding documents that still guide America today.
Everything he despises.
Including the simple truth that all men and women are created equal. But those ideals have also been tested here in Europe and around the world. Those ideals have often been threatened by an older, more traditional view of power. This alternative vision argues that ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign. Often, this alternative vision roots itself in the notion that by virtue of race or faith or ethnicity, some are inherently superior to others.
All right, so in this instance, they are correct, but I did not post this as fact yesterday. I direct you back to the original post. Anyone have insights on this clip? It's been all over Facebook today, and I did receive that from a bunch of sources, which is why I listened to it. But it rang of one of those, oh, I have to quit. Charlie Thornton gave me a 10. on the roll call.
There you go.
So that was the last roll call ever.
No.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. Thanks, buddy.
I finally did it.
It was good. I'll give you that.
All right, so I am going to edit the post so that you know I've read it, and I appreciate those who sent. Obviously, that stuff we heard yesterday was taken out of context.
Right.
But when it's coming from his mouth, it's kind of easy to think it's true.
Uh-huh.
446, Lewis Lawn. I'm going to talk about him now because you have 14 minutes to get over there and get something great for the maintenance of your home, inside or out. Great pre-owned products, too. Lewis Lawn carries all the popular product lines and outdoor maintenance, including tractor mowers that were made possible because they doubled their showroom space, along with the big zero turns from Echo and Exmark and Toro that they've always carried, and a new product line called Ego. These are battery-charged mowers, trimmers, and edgers that are comparably priced to gasoline-powered equipment. But if you don't have the will to push something through the heat or hold something in one position, because it's kind of heavy, this may be the answer to your problem, because they're very lightweight. You just remove it from the charging station and hit the on button. It's really cool stuff. Got some great folks at Lewis Lawn. Haley, Chad Sasser, TJ. And anything you buy there can be brought back there for service or repair, which is why the professionals choose them. But kind of like John Lee Paints, you know, the do-it-yourselfers. Visit Lewis Lawn as well. Among them, Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad, got his rider mower from Lewis Lawn. It's always nice to know that when you buy something or replace, you're supporting a local business, keeping local people employed, keeping the money in our economy here, and working with some great folks. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're available by phone at 244-9191. They also have a Facebook page. That's Lewis Lawn.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You say it's a Thursday. Well, I look Thursday too, yeah. You say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
4:50 on News Talk 93.1 FM with Greg Budell, Rosie Brock, and the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams. And
Jay Quellen.
Oh.
Where's Jay Quellen at?
I'm hoping that she'll be able to join us around 5:10, and she will.
Yay.
I just got the reply text, so we'll see what's happening with her. You ready? Rusty,
yes.
Sent the text.
Let's do it.
I sent you something in your email, and the title of this is Mitch from Michigan. Bitchigan, something like that. Okay.
Wow.
Well, you know, as of now, I only have a single horse.
Ah.
So if I say something like Frau Whitmer, I can, or if I want to do a cartoon horse, I can do that.
There you go.
Yay, fun. Thank you, Rusty. Yelling curse words might help ease pain. Yeah, that's maybe what it says on Fox. I think I've had some therapy in that regard.
You think?
Just a little. All right, do we have Joe Biden on TikTok today? Are you on TikTok yet, Terry?
I'm not sure what that is.
It's what all the hip kids.
It's You're what, not.
It's what all the hip kids are.
No, I'm not into the hip kids at all. Thank you.
Where all the cool cats and kittens go.
Sorry, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm just plain old, plain old.
Boy, I'm being horribly misled today. I thought this was a video clip. Joe Biden is being interviewed on a park bench on opposite ends of the bench.
Okay.
And he's telling the interviewer, you should have a mask on. Is Joe wearing a mask?
No.
The hypocrisy of these people is unbelievable.
Staggering. It is beyond human calculation. And that was just 2 days ago. But I will say this. If you got to look at Joe Biden, better without the mask than with it. Ooh.
My goodness.
Our goddess apparently had a moment today. Kayleigh McEnany, mm-hmm, with the little simpleton from CNN, Jim Acosta. So how do I get to that video clip? Why am I looking at this?
What in the world?
I wanted to address what
here we go. This is Kayleigh today, and apparently I haven't previewed this. I'm sure the language is fine, and I'm sure Jim Acosta feels even shorter after it. So let's give Kayleigh a listen.
I wanted to address what has been going on Twitter and with social media. I believe it is time to, quote, get the facts about Twitter and other social media platforms targeting their bias against President Trump and conservatives online. If we were to judge the bias of Twitter and its top employees by their own words, the case would be an easy one to make. Twitter's head of site integrity has tweeted that there are, quote, actual Nazis in the White House, and no fact-check label was ever applied to this absolutely outrageous, offensive, and false claim made against the White House and its employees.
Meaning that if you put that on Facebook, they wouldn't put a cover over it like they did the Obama video.
Of course not.
Judge Twitter based on their actions, not based on the words of its top employees, and its actions are no better. President Trump recently received a so-called fact-check label for a tweet. It was a false fact-check and an accurate fact-check, but nevertheless, Twitter moved forward with it. Dan Scavino, the deputy chief of staff here, was the first user in the history of Twitter to receive a so-called, quote, manipulated media label for posting a video that played a verbatim clip. It is no coincidence that these two unbelievable interventions by Twitter were targeted against the President of the United States and one of the President's top advisors. This is bias in action. And while big tech is quick to censor the president, quick to censor some of his top employees, they are very reluctant, it seems, to label some of the actions by Chinese officials, some of the misinformation that has been spread by China. For example, to move off of Twitter and move to Google, they created a search engine for the Chinese Communist Party, which blacklisted searches for human rights and allowed for easy surveillance. Facebook and Twitter have both taken paid advertising that spread disinformation about China's mass imprisonment of religious minorities, mm-hmm, and Twitter has allowed Chinese officials to use its platforms to spread misinformation about the coronavirus, undermine the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, and more. And then back in March, a Chinese official began spreading a conspiracy theory on Twitter, an egregious one, that our U.S. military was responsible for the spread of the coronavirus. And that tweet, that disinformation, it took all the way until today when we raised concerns about it to get a fact check. So they appear to be very hastily eager to censor President Trump and some of his employees, but a little reluctant when it comes to China. It's a bit befuddling. But no one believes in the First Amendment more than the president. The president will take action to ensure that big tech does not stifle free speech and that the rights of all Americans to speak, tweet, and post are protected. And finally, I just want to note one other action of Twitter that I learned just before walking out here, that on the Mueller report, their anti-Trump headlines were anti-Trump by a ratio of 76-1. Wow. That's extraordinary, and it's not just bias aimed at President Trump and his employees. It's also aimed at everyday Americans. It's aimed at the movie Unplanned, as Twitter suspended their account and then came up with an excuse in the aftermath. And then just another example, that liberals are allowed to incite violence against the Covington kids who were in the end proven right, and their video was taken out of context, and yet these individuals were allowed by Twitter to incite violence. It's very disturbing to see. So those are some of the president's concerns. And
wow. She's right.
She puts it out there. I'm still concerned, though. Something is undermining Trump's favorability rating right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I realize the country's in crisis. I don't think any rational person. I mean, look at how they screamed at him when he suggested, hey, we might start reopening at Easter.
Yep, that's right.
Oh, no, we can't do that. You know, they were.
Can't have hope.
No, hope is not allowed. Whoa, only certain kinds of hope. Change. Meanwhile, guess how many people have been arrested for burning Minneapolis down?
Zero.
No, actually five.
Oh, I was close.
Because, you know, all of that damage was probably done just by a handful of miscreants.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And again, Candace Owens today says, George Soros, this is your baby.
Yep. I'm surprised there's five. Everybody had masks on.
How could you tell who was firebombing what?
Exactly.
Imagine, what are the chances?
It's got to be very hard to sort the disorderly from the orderly in a thing like that. The joke is funny. Tweets take where Mamas narrative apart, prove it's absolutely political. Yeah, well, we just had Fauci on. If you were listening earlier, Fauci saying, you don't need to wear a mask.
No, no. The truth of the matter is the virus, the size of the virus is about half the porosity of the mask. So you're wasting your time.
And then you've got brilliant celebrities. I think it's Alyssa Milano. She's wearing literally a yarn net mask. Looks good.
But does nothing.
Full of holes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the only one that really gets down to the kind of level of protection is the N95. It's the only one that really offers. Otherwise, we're just running around looking. And have you noticed how many companies are now advertising masks on television?
Mm-hmm. Capitalism, baby.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of capitalism, Brant McDonald will not be able to join us at his regular time today. He'll be back with us on Monday afternoon. In the meantime, if you've never had the opportunity to sit down with a financial planner and take a look at your monthly budget and see how you might better direct a few bucks here and there to build something, because you know there'll be another coronavirus or some situation that can't be predicted. When those things happen, look at how fast everything was shut down. How fast. One day people are enjoying the best economy in the country's history, and a few days later they're being furloughed.
Yep.
Those things have happened historically. When they do, the people that get through them better are those that have a little security on the side to fall back on. They can help you build that, and it doesn't take a lot of pain out of your current spending. It's just a little reprioritizing, I think, is the right word. You can enjoy your life.
Good word.
But build something in the process, and when life happens, it won't be quite